KQED.
And now it's time for another in our series, Start the Conversation, where we bring together Californians from different backgrounds and perspectives to talk about their political differences, but also try and figure out common ground. For high school teachers like Brandon Johnson and Isidro Valenzuela, the latest presidential election and its aftermath have brought many more questions than usual from their students. The two teachers answer those questions from different political perspectives. Isidro is liberal and supported Sanders, though he lives in the politically conservative Central Valley. Brandon is a former Marine who identifies as conservative. He's part of a small minority in the Bay Area that voted for President Trump.
Yes, I am Brandon Johnson. I teach at Skyline High School. I teach social studies and Spanish.
My name is Isidro Valenzuela, and I teach at Fresno High School, and I teach International Baccalaureate History, as well as Race and Social Justice.
Teaching in Oakland, a large percentage of my students are first and second generation immigrants from all over the world, and they do heroic things with big goals and big dreams, and we send them off to major universities. When you think about, especially the individual kids, for me, and many of my colleagues, it's like brings tears to your eyes, you know, what they overcome and they still stay. And I think that's what makes me proud as an American. What my vision of America is not making excuses, just setting goals and fighting the good fight. And, you know, and it usually will work out for you. Not always, but.
Brandon, you know, that's really interesting to hear from someone who didn't start off in education and especially who was a Marine. Thank you for your service, by the way. And to make that comparison to immigrant students, I think it's fantastic to compare the American dream as you just did. I completely agree with you that's patriotism, right? It comes in many forms. And when I watch them overcome their own obstacles and do the best they possibly can, that's just about as an American dream as you can get. One of the things that students ask a lot, especially the curious students, ask, well, what do you think, right? What do you think, Mr. Johnson? What do you think, Mr. Valenzuela? When it comes to politics, when students ask, I answer them. I'm a lifelong liberal. I have been a member of the Democratic Party for some time. I'm disappointed with them recently. I try to make sure we present both sides. But when they ask me a personal question, I certainly answer, especially when it comes to things like immigration and what we're going to do with DACA and what we're going to do with our DREAM Act, because those are my students. Those are the faces I see every day.
I kind of have an interesting position teaching in Oakland. And it started a while ago because in Oakland, we try to have both sides of every issue. It's kind of like a district mandate. When you have a guest speaker, you need to have somebody. And being that most teachers didn't know any other conservatives, I became the token counter guy. I'm a conservative, right? I explained to them why I voted the way I did. And yes, I voted for Trump. Not that I am a Trump fan.
If I can ask, how do you feel now? I mean, you obviously deal with students who are undocumented. You've heard the comments, of course, from President Trump. We're still waiting to find out what his policies are on DACA. I know in my classroom, my students who fall under that and my dreamers, they're worried. They're worried every single day.
I understand what you're saying. I just look at the pragmatics. There's no way you're going to throw 15 million people out of a country.
I agree with you.
We can't continue this with this large group of people, whether Latino or Asians, you know, undocumented. It's this is insanity, and it's totally against everything I believe. And I think what our founding fathers would have believed in is, you know, it's like slavery in a different form.
I agree 100%. You know what I find curious though is being a conservative. Do you have an opinion or have you thought about why do you think that members of Congress, that Republican members of Congress, have not come out as passionately as you are about this subject?
I think, to be honest, I'm totally disappointed with both parties. It used to be the Democrats' parties were social justice and helping the poor man and jobs and unions. Where has that gone? Look at the systems that have established. In the Republican Party, it's the money for grab. They're both the same, and hence the outsiders. You like Bernie, I like Trump. I think there needs to be a house cleaning.
It may be cliche for a teacher, but I'll tell you, every day I have a student comes in and they ask a question about something going on in the headlines. What does this mean? How do I find out more about that? And then it leads to another question and another question. And that's education, right? You talk about a teachable moment. Every day these days is a teachable moment for our students. And I think the curiosity and the need to know and to grow, that's very hopeful to see in students.
Nice meeting you, Cedro.
Brandon, nice meeting you. It sounds like we're on the same track, buddy. Maybe me and you get together and do a little fishing.
I fish like crazy. I'm from Idaho.
Oh, heck. Let's do it.
Take care.
To check out more dialogues between Californians in our series Start the Conversation, visit californiareport.org and send us your ideas for conversations you'd like to hear or be a part of at calreport@kqed.org.